presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Nirmal Malaikal, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Here's what's driving the day in DC, and no, we aren't talking about Bill and Melinda Gates. First up, will social media companies ever welcome back former President Donald Trump? That's been a big question after the January 6th insurrection, and Facebook is expected to give its answer today. A company oversight board is expected to release its decision this morning at 9 a.m. on whether to allow Trump back on its platform. Now, in case you forgot, Trump was booted off Facebook and other social media platforms after the January 6th siege on the Capitol. Facebook's oversight board has been deliberating Trump's case since late January. But now, will Facebook's decision affect Twitter, which has already permanently banned him? Here's Twitter CFO Ned Siegel talking to Yahoo Finance yesterday.
Well, there's no changes to anything we've shared in the past around the former president's account.
Okay, so no change from Twitter. What about the White House? Will Facebook's decision change its messaging? Here's what White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Tuesday.
It's a decision being made by an independent oversight board. Beyond that, we don't have any further comment.
Well, even if the White House and Twitter don't have much to say, I know someone who does.
I would give myself an A+.
Trump's new communications platform launched Tuesday. Fox News reported yesterday that Trump launched it as a space for him to post comments, images, and videos. His followers can then retweet or share his posts to their social media platforms. Sound familiar? A source told Fox News that the space, though, is, quote, for just a one-way communication. Sounds a lot like a website, right? Pretty much. But Trump's senior advisor, Jason Miller, said Trump is still planning to launch a social media platform and that more info would be coming soon. Before we continue with our news roundup, here's what's going on at the White House today. The president will receive his daily brief at 9:50 a.m. He'll then deliver remarks about the American Rescue Plan implementation at 2 p.m. The White House COVID-19 response team and public health officials will brief at 11 a.m. Then at 12:30, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki will brief with Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. And the battle within the GOP over Representative Liz Cheney continued Tuesday. During an interview with Fox News, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy gave his strongest signal yet that he would support an attempt to remove Cheney from her leadership position.
I have heard from members concerned about her ability to carry out the job as conference chair, to carry out the message. We all need to be working as one if we're able to win the majority.
It might not be just concern, though, from McCarthy. Here he is, caught unaware on a hot mic during that Fox interview talking about Cheney. That's according to tape provided by Axios.
I think she's got real problems. I've had it with. It's, you know, I've lost confidence. Well, someone just has to bring a motion, but I assume that would probably take place.
McCarthy's hot mic chatter comes as multiple Republican sources have told Politico that some of his allies are pitching New York Representative Elise Stefanik to replace Cheney. Those same sources are saying Stefanik herself is moving fast to build support. In case you're unfamiliar, here's the quick 411 on Stefanik. She's known for her strong defense of Trump during his first impeachment. She's 36, with a relatively moderate voting record scoring a mere 48%, an F, in case it wasn't clear, on the Conservative Heritage Action Scorecard. But as Politico's Mel Zanona and Olivia Beavers report, she's already known for her prolific fundraising ability. Almost single-handedly responsible for recruiting the record number of women who now make up the GOP freshman class. She's well-liked in the conference from members of the Centrist Tuesday group to even Jim Jordan of Ohio. And this funny bit for your morning coffee, The Hill reported Republican men were grumbling when they were asked to stand down from this race and let a woman run. Here's a great quote.
Many in the conference are offended being told that we are ineligible because we are men. There are several very capable members who are interested in having conversations and reject the notion that it has to be a woman.
Subscribe to the Playbook newsletter at politico.com/playbook and make sure to check out our new weekly podcast, Playbook Deep Dive. This Friday, Playbook author Eugene Daniels looks at how covering the White House has changed for himself and other Black White House correspondents. I'm Nirmal Malaikal, filling in this week. Thanks and have a wonderful day.
The United States has the highest maternal death rate of any developed nation, and racial disparities are a key factor. That's why Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies are confronting this crisis. They've launched a multi-year nationwide health equity strategy, starting with a goal to reduce racial disparities in maternal health by 50% over the next 5 years, building a more equitable system for the health of America.